AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Thousands are under evacuation orders in Northern California with flooding from the latest atmospheric river. Jackie Quinn has our report.
Santa Cruz County is one of the areas hard hit by this latest burst of storms. In SoCal, Nick Malenta tells KGO-TV a flooded creek destroyed a portion of Main Street.
I've never seen the creek go actually through the road, so it's just nuts to see.
Dozens of homes are under threat in Watsonville, and Lake Oroville spillways are being opened to head off flooding from the reservoir. In the Bay Area, a business roof collapsed, killing a worker at a Pete's Coffee distribution center. Roads are reported washed out in Central California, and several public parks, including Sequoia and Kings Canyon, are closed to visitors. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The latest jobs numbers, 311,000 added in February, the unemployment rate up a couple clicks to a still low 3.6%. Regulators have seized the Silicon Valley Bank in California after a run by depositors. It all contributed to another down day on Wall Street to close out a losing week. The Dow, S&P, and the Nasdaq each shed more than 4%. And a bill that would declassify U.S. intelligence on COVID-19's origins is heading to President Biden.
Amid a raging debate about how the virus started, a rare bipartisan moment in the House.
The yeas are 419 and the nays are zero.
As the pandemic's third anniversary nears, American intelligence agencies are divided over whether the virus leaked from a Chinese lab or was a spillover from animals. House Intelligence Committee Chair Mike Turner and top Democrat Jim Hines say the nation needs to know at least some of what the agencies know.
The American public deserves answers to every aspect of COVID-19 pandemic.
Transparency is a critical element of our democracy.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
This is AP News. A judge has sentenced the man convicted of killing Kristen Smart, who vanished from a California college campus more than 25 years ago. Norman Hall has this story.
Calling him a cancer to society, Monterey County Superior Court Judge Jennifer O'Keefe sentenced Paul Flores to 25 years to life in prison. Smart, who was 19, disappeared from California Polytechnic State University in San Luis Obispo over Memorial Day weekend in 1996. Her remains have never been found, but she was declared legally dead in 2002. Prosecutors maintained that Flores, now 46, killed Smart during an attempted rape in his dorm room at the university, where both were first-year students. He was the last person seen with Smart as he walked her home from an off-campus party. The defense argued some evidence used by the state was junk science. I'm Norman Hall.
And a quick reminder, time change this weekend. Clocks go forward 1 hour. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.